God was showing me. Glory to God. And I tell you, he's still not finished with this. Amen. I began to see last night while I was just pondering on, glory to God, I was just pondering on the new creation. I was just thinking about it, you know. And then all of a sudden, this one particular word came to my spirit. Your eyes. I said, my eyes? He said, your eyes. I said, now, Lord, I said, you taught me concerning the mind. You've been pouring out concerning the body. You've been pouring out concerning the language. You've been pouring out concerning the abilities. He said, you ain't think I was going to leave the eyes out, did you? I said, my God. Man, I'm telling you, this stuff's so rich. Do you hear what I just said? James, you hear what I just said? He started talking to me about the eyes. He said a new creation don't even know what type of eyes he got. Wow. Glory to God. And see here again, so we still in this same vein. In other words, whenever we get to a place and we think we know, God shows you don't really know nothing. So today, the new creature, seeing myself, glory to God, for the first time. Somebody say amen right there. Amen. Now, I don't know if that excites you, but it excited me. And then he started telling me about seeing myself for the first time. Amen. And he used some foundation scriptures. Excuse me. We're going to be starting, amen, again, laying this foundation. But I ran out. And please, I'm telling you, this stuff here rich. This stuff here rich. This stuff here, amen, this is concerning our identities. 2 Corinthians 5. Glory to God. You know the foundational scripture. Amen. This is almost going on 6 months we've been on this. Glory to God. Not that long, Lee. How long we been on this? We've been on this a while. Concerning this very foundation script. Lord have mercy, Jesus. 2 Corinthians chapter 5. When you got it, say amen. Amen. 2 Corinthians chapter 5. Glory to God. Verse 17. Amen. For those of you, amen, in the listening audience, by way of social media, gonna hear this message later on, glory to God, by podcast or any other way, glory to God. I suggest, amen, you go back and begin to study this stuff, amen, and just take a look at it. Because this 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 17, amen, it's hard to, you can't exhaust this. Right, right. Glory to God. The whole Bible is about this guy here, this new creature. The whole Bible is about the new creature. The very reason Jesus comes is for the new creature. To bring in a new creation. Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a
new creature.
He is a
new creature.
That's more than just glory to God. See, being a new creature, you have to understand, amen, that if you're a new creature, then it's a creatures, amen, are born of a particular class. You follow where I'm going now? A dog is a creature, but it's of the canine species. You see it? The word creature, amen, is directly connected to the word creation. So there's a new creation. When he creates a new creature, he's creating a whole creation of these creatures. Glory to God. And I just said earlier, amen, we was listening to the song, I said earlier that the eternal God, the Alpha and Omega, having no beginning nor ending, say eternal.
Eternal.
The eternal God stepped into time. Did you know that in the spirit it ain't no time? The only reason why we look at time is because we're looking at our bodies. We start looking at time based on our bodies. Lord have mercy. Thank you, Holy Ghost. Holy Ghost said we're going to have to go back and visit the body of the new creation too. But we started looking at time. That's the reason why we look at time. I'm getting older. I'm getting older. I got to hurry up and do this. I got to hurry up and do that. I'm running out of time. Who told you that? Lord, have mercy. Who got you measuring yourself by time? Say this with me. Say, God saw that problem. The eternal God stepped out of eternity and stepped into time. Glory to God. To destroy time from ruling over us. So that we could be just like him. And then he gives us eternal life. Glory to God. Only an eternal God can give you eternal life. Glory to God. Time can't, Lord, but time can't get it to you. Glory to God. Time can't get it to you. Only thing time can do is schedule you a date with McFarlane. Glory to God. That's all time can do. Amen. But I'm not limited to time. Amen. Thank you, Holy Ghost. Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he's a new creation. This new creation, glory to God, is not going to be governed by time. Amen. He's not going to be governed by time. That's the founder. So I need to see, God is saying, okay, now I need you to see that this new creation, I need you to see what kind of eyes he got. I need you to see what it is that I'm going to give him. That's going to separate him, glory to God, from the others. That's going to separate him from the others. Because if I got the same eyes as somebody that's of the old creation, I can't be a new creature and of a new creation and got old eyes. Jesus said it like this over in John 3 verse 3. Turn your Bibles there. John 3, glory to God, verse 3. John 3, that's Big John. Verse 3. Let's take a look at what Jesus said about your eyes. About when you get over here. Jesus saying this is the only way you're going to get these eyes. Jesus answered and said unto him, verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be. He can't what? He can't even see this. It's gonna take another type of eye. It's gonna take some other type of eyes. You're gonna have to be given some more type of eyes to be able to see this stuff. Lord, man, glory to God. Amen. You're gonna have to be given another type of eye. You can't have the old type of eyes and be born of this kingdom. Amen. Somebody say amen right there.
Amen.
Glory to God. So being born again, the born again process is the very process that produces the new eyes. It produces the new eyes. Now, let me just kind of back up just for a minute. Amen. Because when you're born again, amen, when you're born again, that means that the old man has died. Lord, have mercy, Jesus. The old man can't die, glory to God, but the eyes don't die with him. Huh? I can't be born again, glory to God, and got the same eyes that I died with. Because what's happening is what I'm looking out with, glory to God, it's going to produce, even though I'm born again, I'm a new creation. If I got the old type of eyes, I'm going to be still seeing things the same old way. And so what's going to happen is, even though I'm a new creation, I'll never be able to get out of my life, amen, what God desires for me to get out of my life and what God desires for me to have. I can never walk into the manifestation of God's promises, glory to God, because I still got the same eye. I'm still looking at life people, situations, circumstances the same way I used to look at them.
Amen.
Glory to God. I can't do it like that. That's what causes a lot of frustration, amen, in the life of the believer today. Wondering why the manifested promises have not shown up in their lives. Glory to God. Say this with me. Say, we have to change, what we're looking at, and how we're looking. Yeah. So God is saying that verily, verily, except a man be born again, he cannot see. I want you to underline that word see. Let me tell you something. Your perception of you, how you see yourself, determines how others see you. Glory to God. It determines how the enemy deals with you. We used to say this a lot on the basketball court. Glory to God. We say this a lot. If I was playing against somebody, amen, and you know, we're in the gym playing, amen, and I'm watching him, I'm watching his game, I'm looking at him, I already know he's self-checked. Now, I already know he ain't got no confidence because I'm looking, I'm watching him. I can tell by the way he move, by the way everything else he's doing. I'm not going to even waste my time with him. Amen, glory to God. He's self-checked. He ain't working with nothing. He don't even believe in himself that he can hit that shot. So why should I run out there trying to hold him when he's going to miss it on his own? He ain't even got confidence enough to take it. And so if he do take it, because he's wavering on wavering ground, I ain't got to worry about that. How we see ourselves determines how the enemy also sees us too. Glory to God. Perception. Our perception, amen, we get our perception. Where are we getting our perception from? Are we getting it from the world? Or are we getting it from the word? Lord have mercy. We say this in HBI. This question is asked. Amen. Do you trust God? Amen. Do you trust God? Let me see by a show of hands those in here who trust God. Amen. 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 Now here's the question. Do you trust God enough to make the things that God say the things that you say? And the things that God think the things that you think. See, that's the challenge. If you trust him, do you trust him enough to make the things that he say the things that you say, and the ways that he think the way you think? Glory to God. I said, if we trust him, you see. I said, if we trust him, you see. Now I want to show you another side of this. Ephesians chapter 1. And now we're getting ready to start, glory to God, we're getting ready to start digging around verse 17. Ephesians 1. Around verse 17. Amen. Glory to God. Glory to God. See, you got to go back and you got to share this stuff with people. So when others around you are short-circuiting, glory to God, they short-circuiting, amen. They need, Lord have mercy, people don't even know why. You know, they short-circuiting in their life, amen. Why this ain't, why that ain't, you know what I mean? Every time I come up short, it ain't causing nothing what God did. It's causing something I did. Unwise decision I made. Glory to God. God always provides. Amen. When you got it, say amen.
Amen.
Here we go. Watch this. We're going to start at 15. Look what Paul said. Paul, Ephesians 1, verse 15. We're going to start at 15. Look what Paul says. He says, wherefore I also, after I heard of your faith in the Lord Jesus and the love unto all the saints, cease not to give thanks for you, making mention of you in my prayers. Well, what you praying for about me, Paul? Paul said, okay, I'm glad you asked. This is what I'm praying. That the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give unto you the spirit of wisdom, watch this, and the revelation, say revelation. and the revelation in the knowledge of him. Here we go. The eyes of your understanding being enlightened. Wait a minute. Paul, you saying that my understanding got eyes? He said, that's right. Your eyes, your understanding. Say my understanding. Your understanding got a set of eyes. And Paul is saying he going to pray that that the eyes of your understanding being enlightened. Enlightened to what, Paul? He said that ye may know what is the hope of his calling and the riches of the glory of his inheritance in the saints. Watch this. And what is the exceeding greatness of his power to who?
Us.
Who knew what?
Believe.
Us what? Who perform?
Believe.
Us what? Who dress up?
Believe.
Us what? Who got a whole lot of money?
Believe.
Now, he said to us who believe. So the only qualification for me having the understanding, the eyes of my understanding enlightened, that I may come to know, amen, the riches of the inheritance in the saint and the great power that he has given, amen, is for me to do what?
Believe.
Glory to God. See, I need to know my eyes, my understanding. I need to be enlightened. I need to be enlightened pertaining to my inheritance. I don't even know what my inheritance is. My understanding off. Glory to God. Man's understanding is off. Who is influencing man that has his understanding all out of whack? Which he wrought well. Let's back up. And what is the exceeding greatness of his power to us who believe, according to the working of his mighty power? He's going to get ready to give us an example, glory to God, of his power. He's getting ready to give us, glory to God, an example of his power. How magnificent his power is, how explosive and how dynamic his power is. So look at the next verse. Look at what he says. He says, according to the working of his mighty power, verse 20, which he wrought in Christ when he what? When he raised him from the dead. Now I want you to stop right there. Wait a minute, God. You mean to tell me that the same degree of power that you used, glory to God, to raise Jesus from the dead. Now I need you to think about that type of power there now. Lord have mercy, Jesus, man. Already he's trying to take my little limited understanding and stretch it to create in me an expectation for God to perform his word in my life. He went to the extreme. He said, the greatness of my power that I want to extend to the ones that believe. I need to, first of all, Paul said, I need your eyes to be open. You can't have this type of understanding thinking like a natural man. Because a natural man ain't going to believe this stuff. So first of all, in order for you to believe this stuff, you're going to have to be born again. Well, what are you saying, preacher? I'm saying, amen, that without you, amen, giving up on yourself, you see, without me entering into a place where I no longer trust my own power. Lord have mercy. See, that's what qualifies me. Let me show you how powerful this word is. This word is so powerful that when I first heard it, glory to God, it caused me to fall on my knees and weep and cry. And it caused me to confess the Lord Jesus with my mouth. It caused me to believe in my heart and confess with my mouth. And the Bible says that if I believe in my heart and confess with my mouth, I'll be saved. So the word was so powerful that it caused me to believe. Lord have mercy. I didn't say the medicine was powerful. I didn't say the money was powerful. I didn't say the job was powerful. I didn't say the president was powerful. I didn't say, oh boy, who got $1 million who gave me a job was powerful. I didn't say any of that was powerful. I didn't say no college degree was powerful. I didn't say any of that was powerful. I said, I heard a word.
Amen.
I said, I heard a word. You mean to tell me it's a word so powerful that it'll cause people to change their life? Somebody say amen right there.
Amen.
I heard a word. That's how powerful the word was that I heard. Well, that very word, the same word that had the power to change me, is the same word I'm reading right now. And the word says that the same power that he used to raise Jesus from the dead is the same power he want to get in me.
Yeah.
Lord have mercy. Well, if it can change, I was already dead when I heard the word.
Right.
So I already know the word to resurrect the dead because he resurrected me.
Right.
Glory to God. So if he resurrected, Lord have mercy. If he resurrected me, what makes me think he can't resurrect a dead man? Glory to God. Somebody say amen right there. And so that's what he said. He said that, he said, which he wrought in Christ Jesus when he raised him from the dead. Well, Lord, you raised me. I've been born again.
Amen.
In order for me to be born again, I once had to be what? Dead. He said, when he raised him from the dead and set him at his own right hand in heavenly places. Watch this. Far above all principality and power and might and dominion and every name that is named. Watch this here. Not only in this world, but also, well.
Amen.
Somebody say amen right there.
Amen.
The eyes must be open. The eyes must be open to know myself and the power I have as Christ as my head. Let me show you where I got that from. And I put all things under his feet. Watch this. And gave him to be the what? The head of what? Some things. He the head of what? He the head of what? To the what?
To the church.
Well, who the church? That's me. Say me. Say that's me.
Yes.
Well, if he head over the church, and I'm the church, I'm the ecclesia, I'm the called out one. Go back. Verse 17. That the Lord God, that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give unto you the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of him, that the eyes of your understanding being enlightened, that you may know what is the what?
Hope of his calling.
Lord have mercy. The church. The hope of his calling. That's why he called it. He needs you to be the called out. See that the word church don't mean building. The word church means ecclesia. Ecclesia means the called out ones, the separated ones, the sent ones. God is saying, I'm building a church. I'm the head and they my body. If he the head and I'm his body, if it whatever the body don't tell the head what the body don't tell the head what to do. The head tell the body what to do. Where Christ is my head, it ain't no sickness in Christ.
Right.
It ain't no broke in Christ. It ain't no poverty in Christ. It ain't no lack in Christ. Christ ain't going to receive none of that.
Amen.
I said Christ ain't going to receive none of that.
Amen.
Where Christ won't, if the head won't receive sickness, how I get in the body? Y'all following this stuff. If you got Jesus Christ up here, glory to God, and we picturing Jesus Christ, and Christ is the head of the church, and we the church, we the body, glory to God. And if the head won't confess and say he's sick, then the body can't never get sick. If they, whatever the head say, the body got to follow. When my head give my feet instructions, my feet obey. And this one, look what the scripture just said. The scripture just said, hey, put all things under his what?
Feet.
And gave him to be the what? The head over something.
All
to the church, which is his what? Read the next verse. 1 and 23. And to the church, which is his what?
Right.
Now, godly, now follow along. There it is. It ain't something I'm making up. This is something I'm showing you in the scripture. That we are the body of Christ and he is our head. So I don't need, Lord have mercy, Jesus. So I don't need to be saying out of my mouth, my hand ain't got no business saying something that my head don't say. If my body, how can the body, when the body go to doing something it want to do without the head giving, telling it to do it, that's a radical body part. Any radical body part in the body that won't obey the head got to be severed, got to be cut off. Glory to God. Somebody say amen right there.
Amen.
Well, now we're talking about in the natural. Well, what about in the spirit? Well, what about in the spirit? Glory to God. In any part of our life that don't, amen, Lord, here it is. Any part of our life that ain't quite lining out, that ain't quite adding up, the way our spirit in us telling it, it all will add up. Somebody say amen. Let me give it to you like this then. If I work all week long and I get a check, I make $500 a week. Somebody say amen. And then I get the money Friday. Glory to God. And Monday morning, I can't even put gas in my truck. Now, whoa, doc. It's a problem. This ain't adding up. So evidently, I got a problem in my finances. Now, inside of me, glory to God, I already know the reason why I'm broke Monday morning. Glory to God. So that's a particular area of my life that has ran radical. Somebody say radical right there. Now, once I recognize this is error and this is radical, as the head, as having a head, as being a head over my finances, whatever area that is, I need to cut it off. I need to cut it off and bring it back in subjection. Somebody say amen.
Amen.
You see it now, huh? So I'm showing you that any part of your life that's out of order, it's up to your head to put it back in order. It's not going to automatically put itself back in order if you don't put it in order. If your health out of order, your health is simply following the instructions of your own mind. Whatever area is out of line in my life, it's because I have allowed that area to get out of line. It's because no force on the outside of me. I can't blame Tom, Dick, and Harry. I can't go down there and blame the people at the liquor store. I can't blame the strippers in the strip club. I can't blame none of that. Glory to God. Somebody say amen.
Amen.
I got to look at me. I am the one that's permitting whatever is going on in me. I'm permitting it because my mind is the ruler of my life.
Yeah.
And if I don't straighten this out, me and God, it ain't going to get straightened out.
Amen.
Somebody say amen right there.
Amen.
My eyes, my understanding. See, he's opening this stuff up for us right now. Watch this. Once I see that he is the head of the church, and I'm part of his body, and I'm his body, I already see myself as I'm victorious, boss man. I can't lose. Why am I losing? How am I going to lose if Christ's the head and I'm his body? Christ's not a loser.
Yeah.
I said, Christ's not a loser. He the head and I'm the body. He ain't, more folks say, he ain't never lost a battle. Huh? If he ain't lost, how am I going to lose? This is how I lose when I don't allow him to be the head.
Amen.
Come on now.
He bring me so far. He bring me so far. I'm doing good. He bring me so far. He bring me so far. And after I get so far, I said, watch out now. Yeah, I got this. I'm going to do this. I know I'm supposed to do it that way, but I ain't going to do it that way today. I'm going to do this my way.
Clean it up.
I'm going to do it my way. That's what we do. I got it now. I don't need you now, G. I'm good. All I need is a big old dose of leave me alone. Glory. Amen. We get a dose of leave me alone. I'm good. That's what we do. But he's still loving Abba.
Thank you.
He's still loving Father. See, he ain't going to do us like folks do us when we mess up.
Right.
Amen. We come right on back. Yeah, he was saying, I already know you're coming back. Come on. Let's try this again. See, he said, Lord have mercy. Daddy don't beat you up. Daddy just love on you. He love on you so much till his love just draw you on in.
Yeah.
Glory to God. His love just draw you on in. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Power is toward us who believe. It is the same dead raising power that raised Christ from the dead. Somebody say amen.
Amen.
I'm going to show you something else now. Amen. Watch this here. Let's go to, let's go to 2 Corinthians 5 and verse 7. 5 and verse 7. Because I want to show you some other stuff now. 2 Corinthians 5, glory to God, verse 7. Because we're still dealing with the eyes. Not see my understanding. So now, amen, watch this. I'm a new creation. I understand I'm a new creation. Glory to God. I understand I can't get this way. How I got this way was that I got born again. Amen. I couldn't see. I couldn't even see until I got born again. Now I understand that now that I've gotten born again, Paul said, I need your eyes or your understanding to be enlightened. See, not these natural eyes. Not these natural eyes. I need the eyes of your understanding to be enlightened so that you can understand to a greater depth who you are. I need you to see yourself as one with him. He the head and you the body. He the head and you the body. The head never turn on its own body. Your head would never abandon your hand. Would never abandon. When I look down at my feet, my head automatically says, you need to take care of them. I take care of my feet.
Right.
Amen. Whatever's going on with my body, when my head recognizes something, my head says, you need to take care of that. And I make every other part of my body focuses its attention on that particular part, glory to God, to bring that particular part back in alignment. Somebody say amen.
Amen.
Lord have mercy, that's good. So as a church, glory to God, God just showing us something right here. As a church, glory to God, as a collective group of believers and individuals, amen, when there's a member amongst us, amen, among this body that is in trouble or in need or something going on, amen, all members come to the aid of that one member to bring it back in line. Somebody say amen.
Amen.
We don't, amen. See, this part of this new stuff, man, this new covenant stuff, this ain't none of this old stuff where somebody, oh, they went to the club last night and they was this and so and so song and then and we be you ain't have no business going and you going to hell and God gonna get now. We don't do that. Somebody say amen.
Amen.
Amen. We don't do it. We ain't with the beat up crew. Glory to God. We come to the aid to encourage and to edify and to build and to comfort. Somebody say amen.
Amen.
Amen. Now you in 2 Corinthians?
Yes.
Chapter 5, verse 7.
Yes.
You ready?
Yes.
For we walk by
faith.
And not by
sight.
Uh-oh. See what he's telling us now? That we walk. See what kind of eyes we walk by now? He said we walk by faith and not. In other words, God is saying, put some blinders over your natural eyes. Put some blinders over your natural eyes. And the information that your natural eyes are conveying to you is erroneous. God is saying, you're looking at something with your natural eyes, and the information that your eye is sending to your mind, and your mind to your soul, and you reacting out of it, God's saying, that information is erroneous. I don't want you looking at life with your natural eyes. I want you looking at life through the eyes of faith.
Yeah.
Faith, not sight. Through faith and not sight, we make progress supernaturally. If you want to progress in life supernaturally, you use faith, not sight. I know it sounds crazy. I say, I know it sounds crazy. If you want to, why? Because faith is supernatural.
Yeah.
That's how we got saved, through faith. By grace, it is the gift of God. I'll show it to you in a minute. But faith, the evidence of things hoped for. Faith is the substance of things hoped for. The evidence of things. The evidence of things. The evidence of things. Not looking at it with the natural eyes, you're looking at it with another set of eyes, you see. See? I see it, but you can't see it. That's faith. That's what caused me to go. That's what caused me to believe. The power is given to them that what?
Believe.
You can't see believing. All you see is the evidence. Oh, well, Lord have mercy. All you see is the evidence of how I believe. Because as I go through life, I leave evidence everywhere I go. that he believed. See, you're supposed to be dropping evidence. Everywhere you go, it's supposed to be some evidence dropping. It's supposed to be some evidence dropping. Because you know a tree by the fruit it bears. Trusting your understanding of the revelation of the scripture by the Holy Spirit instead of trusting what your eyes see. Let me go back and read that again. I'm trusting my understanding of the revelation of the scripture by the Holy Spirit instead of trusting what my eyes see. Yeah. My eyes see some stuff. Glory to God. That make you don't want to deal with a particular person no more. That make you find out some stuff and think somebody been backstabbing you or doing whatever they're doing to you. Glory to God. And amen. And what you see and what you come to know through the senses. I'm talking about the sense realm now. Glory to God. What you come to know, you want to respond out of that. Glory to God. See, that's walking by sight. That ain't walking by faith. Glory to God. I ain't commanded to walk by my sins now. I commanded to walk by faith. What is faith? I'm trusting what my understanding of the scripture. Glory to God. We were somewhere, I ain't going to say where we were. We were somewhere a week ago, and a person started talking about, glory to God, that it's hard. Sometimes it gets hard to pray for your enemies. Well, amen. Don't make me no different whether it get hard or not. Yeah, it get hard, but I'm commanded to pray for them. Somebody say amen. If I want to live a supernatural life of faith, glory to God, then I got to make a choice whether or not I'm going to be governed by my senses that tell me don't pray for somebody, or I'm going to be governed by what the words say. Pray for them that despitefully use you and persecute you. That's what Jesus said do. Huh? I got to make a choice of whether or not, glory to God, I'm going to follow the scripture or I'm going to follow what my sense is telling me. If I couldn't do it, he wouldn't have never told me to do it. My father is not a grievous father. He's not a bad father. If he tells me to do something, it's because he knows that in me, I have the potential and the capability to do it. Amen. And he's only trying to pull out of me, amen, what I am. Just like him. Glory to God. So that kind of stuff there don't even ring nothing with me. Faith, watch this, this is good. Faith must predominate. It must predominate sense knowledge. Lord have mercy. Faith must predominate sense knowledge. It must. I don't care how I feel. We got to get out of debt. Yes, we got to get out of debt. We got to get out of a place where we're sense rule and emotion led. We got to get out of being sense rule and emotion led. If we don't, it will destroy us in every relationship we have. People will never know God through us. Because the minute somebody disagree with us or say something to us and our feelings get hurt, there we go. That's not the God kind. The God kind says, I'm not interested in being right. I'm only interested in showing you love. I'm not interested in being right. I'm only interested in extending love. It's not worth being right. But it's worth loving you. See? That's what the God kind do. That's faith. That you know what? Even though a person may feel like that towards me, I'm believing that through my faith and my love, the situation will change. Love them anyway. We got to get to a place in our lives where we are not sense rule. Faith must predominate sense knowledge. Glory to God. I'm telling you, if it don't, amen, you'll be looking to the world for all your satisfaction. You'll be looking to the world for your security. You'll be looking to the world for recognition. You'll be looking to people for recognition. You'll be looking. If we do not get this, faith must predominate sense knowledge. Not in some things, but in all things. We must choose to let faith rule. Them the eyes we're looking at the situation with. Because we're faith beings. We are now born out of spirits. We got a recreated spirit. If we want our natural bodies to flourish, glory to God, then we got to feed it from by way of the Holy Ghost, who's feeding our spirits. Faith is the substance of things hoped for. The evidence of things. The evidence of things. The evidence of things. Stuff coming from the unseen. I'm governed from the unseen. I'm not governed from the seen. I'm not governed by you run over my dog, I'm going to run over your cat. You stab me in the back, I'm going to stab you in the back. You undercut me, I'm going to look for a way to undercut you in the future. That's not faith. Glory to God. That's sense knowledge. We don't operate like that. Glory to God. Somebody say amen.
Amen.
Amen. I want to show you a particular scripture that produces the miraculous. Matthew 9, verse 2. You want to get to the miraculous? Matthew 9, glory to God, verse number 2. How you get, amen, to the miraculous. Might be more than that. See, you can go to Matthew 9. Let me see. Glory to God. Amen. Matthew 9, verse 2. And behold, they brought to him a man, what? Sick of the palsy. Lying on a bed. Watch this. And Jesus, seeing, Lord have mercy, their what?
Faith.
Just stop right there. So what if Jesus could see their faith, what kind of eyes did he have? So, hold on. You see where I'm going now? See, faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not what?
Seen.
But now, the Bible said that Jesus saw in the unseen their faith. So if Jesus is able to look at people and see faith, then I should be able to look at people and at situations and circumstances and see what?
Faith.
Lord have mercy. Now he come to make me just like him. See, it ain't no different. See, once I see Big Brother doing it, then I know this whole creation of the God kind, all of us operate the same way. We all got the same fall. We all designed the same way. We are all spirit beings, clothed, amen, in an earthly body, possessing a soul. It ain't no difference. Glory to God. And he came down to make me just like him. Now, I see him looking at these people, bringing this man that's sick. And the Bible didn't say Jesus saw him. The Bible says Jesus seeing their faith. Watch what happened. Jesus seeing their faith said unto the sick of the palsy, son, be a good what?
Cheer.
Thy sins be forgiven. And we know right then what happened on. The man was healed immediately. Being able to see faith produces the miraculous. Glory to God. You want to see miraculous results? Amen. Be able to look supernaturally and see the faith. Look what Jesus said. Jesus didn't say, come here, let me spit on your eyes. Let me spit on your hand. Hold your hand. He didn't say any of that. Jesus said one thing. Thy sins be forgiven. He already knew what the cause of it was. It didn't say that the man came. It said a man was in the bed, sick. Some other folks brought him. I said some other folks brought him. The man ain't said nothing.
Yeah.
The man's sick with palsy. Jesus didn't heal the man because of his faith. Jesus healed the man because of the faith of the one that was what?
Right.
Yes.
And when the man got there, Jesus said, thy sins be forgiven. And behold, certain of the scribes said within themselves, religious folk, this man blasphemy. And Jesus knowing them, still looking in the unseen. Jesus, I can see you thinking. Glory to God. Amen. Boss, I told you, man, I'm a strange kind of creature. You're a strange kind of creature.
Amen.
All y'all strange kind of creatures. You wonder where you get this power from and these abilities from when you be around folk, glory to God. And you can know it, you know the next word coming out their mouth, glory
amen.
To God. You wonder how you know it, amen. You're just like your daddy.
Right.
Amen. You already know people's next move, what they're going to say. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. Where you get it from? You get it from your daddy. Jesus said, look, and Jesus knowing their thoughts. Look what Jesus said. Wherefore think ye evil in your hearts? For whether it is easy to say thy sins be forgiven or to say arise and walk. But that ye may know that the Son of Man has power on earth to forgive sins. Then said he to the sick apostles, arise, take up thy bed and what? And he arose and departed. He just told the man to get up, man. Lord have mercy, get up. Ain't nothing holding you there. And he arose and departed to his house. But when the multitude saw it, they marveled and glorified what?
God.
Which had given power unto who? Which had given power unto who?
Man.
Which had given power unto who?
Man.
Say this with me. Say, I'm a man.
I'm a man.
Glory to God. Amen. Man, this stuff has something else, man. Glory to God. We got one more scripture I want to look at. Glory to God. Romans 3. Romans 3. Amen. Romans 3. We're going to be at two scriptures. Verse 20. Amen. And 22. When you got to say amen.
Amen.
Therefore, by the deeds of the law, by the deeds of the law, thou shalt not do, thou shalt not, don't do this, don't do that, don't do this, don't do that, don't do this. Folks beating you over the head, don't do this, don't do that. Thou shalt not. You're going to hell. God going to get you. All this old different kind of stuff. Romans 3 verse 20. By the deeds of the law shall no flesh be what?
Justified.
In his sight. For by the law is what?
Knowledge of sin.
For by the law is what?
Knowledge of sin.
Look at the next verse. Verse 21. But now. Say now.
Now.
The righteousness of God. Without the what?
Law.
Well, wait a minute now. If by the law came the knowledge of sin, by the law. See, folks get into this stuff about this sin mess. And this stuff got to be worked out of you. This stuff got to be worked out of you. Got to keep injecting this. It's like an antibiotics that I'm injecting into you. The more antibiotics I pump in, amen, the more this other mess come out. So I'm pumping in here right now antibiotics. Watch this. For by the law is the knowledge of sin. The only way you know to call something a sin is by what folks then told you and you read under the old covenant. Thou shalt not, thou shalt not, thou shalt not, thou shalt not. That's the only way you know about sin. Right?
All right.
And so now, if I can take that which you know about it and kill it, then there's no, you don't even have a data bank in your mind any longer pertaining to it because it's been eradicated. So I'm getting ready to erase your hard drive. I'm getting ready to format your hard drive now. Get ready to wipe it clean now. So you can be free once and for all. Say, I want to be free. So you can be free once and for all. Because see, the new creature, you can't be a new creature thinking about the law.
Right.
You can't be a new creation with a new set of eyes still looking at yourself as a sinner. Mm-hmm. The thought of sin, Jesus said, take up thy bed, thy sins are forgiven thee.
Right.
Then Jesus said, man, what's wrong with you? Get up. brought me to the scripture, he said, show it to them. The only way they even knew anything about some sin was by the law. Now watch the next verse. But now, when? Now. When? Now. When? Now. The righteousness of God without the law. Say without the law. So if this stuff, if this righteousness has come without the law, if there's no law, there's no what? Sin. Lord have mercy. Jesus. This righteousness didn't come by the law, man. It came without it. Jesus said, I'm going to introduce a whole new package. Glory to God. And in this package, it ain't going to have no law in it. So if, as long as I don't put law in it, there can't be no sin in it. That ought to make you shout. That ought to make you shout. That now when he looking now with them same eyes, the same eyes he commanding you to look towards others, he's now looking at with them eyes to you. So if he's looking at through his eyes at you, through the eyes of grace and through the eyes of righteousness and through the eyes of justification, no matter what you do, then when you go to looking at other folk, what you need to be looking through? The same eyes of grace, the same eyes of mercy, the same eyes. You see it now, huh? You know, Lord, because you can't be looking at them saying, oh, they sinning until he get his act together. He going to hell and they got sin. Now, come on, now cut all that mess down. This righteousness you got is without the law. Glory to God. Man, that bless me, man. Amen. Huh? But now the righteousness of God without the law is manifest, being witnessed by the law, even the prophets. Even the righteousness of God, which is by?
Faith.
Which is by?
Faith.
Of Jesus Christ unto all and upon all them that do right.
Believe.
Oh, that believe. Oh, how I get it? I got it just by believing. I ain't have to dress up every Sunday and put on a white dress and a white hat and pay my church due. I ain't have to do none of all that mess. What I had to do?
Believe.
What I had to do?
Believe.
What I had to do?
Believe.
Lord have mercy, Jesus. I'm showing you some stuff here, see? Without the law. That ought to make you, man, that made me happy. Glory. That made me happy this morning. I got happy, man. I got happy, man. See, I understand now. New creation without the law. No sin involved in this. Straight righteousness of God. Justified by God. By faith. Got a new set of eyes. Look at life different. Look at folks different. Look, hey, I'm not trying to judge nobody based on what I see them do. I can't even use these any longer. Jesus said we walk by faith. Not by sight. He said put a blindfold on your eyes. If you can't look at folks right, cover your eyes. And believe for them. Believe for them like this man had a set of friends believing for him. This man had a set of friends that believed for him. And they just got in front of Jesus. Glory to God. And Jesus said, thy sins be forgiven. The whole issue that's been stopping man from functioning how he designed to function is this sin mess. How you looking at yourself? Somebody say amen.
Amen.
Glory to God. That bless me. I hope, I pray, glory to God, this bless you. Faith that is seen manifests the miraculous. I need you to see, write that down. When you can see faith, when Jesus can see faith, when God can see faith, amen, the miraculous follows. They're not looking with their natural eyes. You're not looking at it with your natural eyes. This type of faith creates an expectation and places a demand on God and the word. Watch this here. When Jesus saw them people bringing that man before him, he knew that those people had an expectation to have their friend delivered.
Amen.
That in itself placed a demand upon him.
Yeah. Yeah.
So when we exercise our faith, the faith that we exercise places a demand upon God to meet the need.
Alright.
He got to meet the need. He's our covenant partner. There's no such thing about he's not going to meet the need. He's just looking to see if you believe.
Yes.
If you believe, the need is already met. Somebody say amen right
amen.
There.
Amen.
Heavenly Father, we thank you now in the name of Jesus for the word that you've poured out here today, Lord God. We thank you right now, Lord God, that we are looking, Lord God, with these eyes, Lord. that our understanding had, that the eyes of our understanding have been enlightened. That we are now looking, Lord God, through the eyes of faith, Father God. And that because we see, Lord God, with our faith, it sets us up for the miraculous, not only in our lives, but in the lives of those around. Father, today we are making a conscious decision not only to believe for ourselves, but to believe for our friends and our families. We're believing for them, Lord God, now in the name of Jesus. And Father, we're bringing them to you now in prayer, Lord God. We're bringing Lynn to you now, Lord God, in prayer. Lord God, we're bringing, amen, my brother and his wife in prayer. We're bringing, Lord God, my mother's family in prayer. We're bringing, Lord God, every family that's represented here today, Lord God, in prayer. We're bringing them now, Lord God, before you with an expectation of our faith, Lord God, saying we know you're looking at us. And because you're looking at us, there's an expectation, Lord God, that we know you'll deliver. And now, Father, because sin has been removed out of the way, we thank you for the revelation, Lord God, that you will begin to download it in their spirits. Lives are being changed now as we pray, Lord God. We thank you now, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, of what you poured out here today. We bless you and we give you praise, honor, and glory. Now and forever. In Jesus' name. I said in Jesus' name. Amen.